following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, there, now are you all in checkerboard time again? Eureka's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
So the good folks over at the Live It Up podcast, that would be Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and Daniel Brewer, decided in the goodness of their hearts to begin a charitable drive, if you will, a telethon of sorts. They decided that rather than having me be without my beloved vodka and my beloved food, that I should stop Nutrisystem. And the main reason I'm on Nutrisystem is in order to lose enough weight to fit into my fat suit, because I'm morbidly obese, and super morbidly obese, and I just want to fit into my morbidly obese suit. And instead of doing that, they want me to just go out and buy a big fat suit and can start eating and drinking again. And through the goodness of their hearts, they came up with a concept that you should donate. You should go to my site and donate money in order for me to buy a suit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Morbidly obese. Actually, super morbidly obese.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3804 of BFO for Monday the 5th of September 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Borders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., this is Labor Day, and y'all, it is the last official weekend of summer. the schools have already started up, and everybody's getting back into a regular routine, but y'all, your tote borders today, because, y'all, you heard the old gal at the beginning of today's little show, and, the old gal and I, and by probably a few others, y'all, we grew up watching the Jerry Lewis, Labor Day telethon, during, Labor Day weekend, and you know that Ed McMahon, yes, Big Fatty, the Francie of the Jerry Lewis telethon, it's true, would always go, timpani! And y'all, they'd go to the tote board and do 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 do. And y'all, the goal every year was to just get $1 more. Big Fatty, they failed at that. They usually got more than $1 more. Well, you know, at least $1 more. Oh, well, that's very different. Anyway, y'all, the old Jerry Lewis telethon, y'all, it's gone to glory. I will have great memories growing up and just, y'all, it was on 24 hours a day. And y'all, back in the dark ages, y'all, that was unheard of. I mean, it was, yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Big Fatty, can we just move the show forward? Before it seems like this is going to be a 36-hour 48 hours, 72 hour, a little show. Yes?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, good to see y'all today. Today, the 5th of September, and Labor Day, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Anniversarium. Y'all, the first one is an observed anniversarium. Y'all, it is for someone who Big Fatty might be seeing face to face here soon. Y'all, I'm talking about the anniversarium on Labor Day. This is the observed anniversarium of Holly and Sarge. Big Fatty, we love Holly. We've never met Sarge. Well, but we love him anyway. And y'all, then our second anniversarium. Y'all, it's the first celebration of it. Y'all, it is y'all one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Y'all, she's up there in the Chicago's, and y'all got married just 1 year ago. Y'all, she is the mother of many caterpillars. Y'all, I am talking about Miss La 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 Lauren and Aaron. We love La 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 Lauren and Aaron. So, y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Last time I spoke to you was Thursday, along with Dr. Stone. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know when we recorded the full right little show. Y'all can't think of anything in particular of excitement that happened on Thursday evening. Y'all did watch a big one up. And y'all, it's getting near the end, but y'all, I think that homosexual Michael might just pull it out. Big Fatty, we don't need him to pull anything out. Well, no, I mean, never mind. Y'all, I'm for right. let's see. Y'all didn't do a whole lot on for right. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Friday, the nipple walk on Friday just about took out Dr. Stone and myself. Y'all, it is hot. It's real hot. And we came back and, y'all, it was exhausticating. And that evening, what did we do? I think the Nip stopped by for a visit. Oh, he stopped by to bid fond farewell to Dr. Stone, you know, who will be coming back to the villa never again. And, y'all, I have got the bad drainage. And I don't know why, so I've taken the Claritin. Oh, Big Fatty, Aunt Claritin? No, by the way, you know, it's Labor Day. Y'all, after today, you've got to put away your white shoes and your white belts, because, y'all, you don't wear white after Labor Day. And anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Friday night, Dr. Stone and I went to a great little seafood place. Big Fatty, was it the Captain D's? No. Y'all, it was called the Variety Store. It's at the marina. Y'all, it was quite good. I had the fried scrimps, and Dr. Stone had the scrimps and grits, and we both had a cup of sea crab soup. Y'all, the sea crab soup was delicious. But y'all, it was sitting awfully heavy. And on the way home, y'all, I had been through the coupons and all, and y'all, I had to go to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it, y'all, as I do, I had to go to the Von Zeese, y'all, because there was some good coupons, and they were going to go out before this coming Wednesday. Y'all picked up a couple of cans. They had the buy one, get one free on the Hallmark cards, and y'all picked up a couple of bags of the Garden Solid. Y'all have the good coffee filters on sale, and y'all, Big Fatty, just noticed the other day that he needed some. And just so Lori Warbucks is not disappointed, y'all, I picked up some extra sharp shredded cheese. Y'all, it was buy one, get one free, plus I had a coupon. If you bought two, you'd take another $1.50 off, so y'all, two of them cost me $1.03. No, that's not right. Cost me $3.56. But y'all, the main thing that I wanted to get was y'all, they had the Spice Island spices on sale, and y'all, we're moving into Little Ham Sandwich season, and so y'all, I had to pick up some poppy seeds. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, that's all I got. I spent $23.98. But I saved $25.89. Yes, Big Betty! And y'all, while we were at the Von Zeese, Dr. Stone sniffed out cinnamon brooms, y'all. It is that season. It's time for the cinnamon brooms in the Von Zeese. So, We didn't buy one, but but at least she saw them. Y'all, we came back here to the villa, and y'all, Dr. Stone is like, ooh, I need to lay down. Y'all, it was the carbs. Y'all, with me, and it probably is a culmination of things with Dr. Stone as well, but y'all, when I travel, my roughest day of adjustment is day three. Well, we got in late Wednesday night, so Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Saturday was a hard day for me, y'all. I was just tired and just, it was too much. And Dr. Stone was that way for right night. Y'all, he was laying in the bed, and y'all, he fell asleep with his specs on, y'all, corrective lenses, so I turned the light off, and he woke up at some time in the middle of the night and took his glasses off, but anyway, y'all, got up on Saturday, y'all, we had sausage biscuits with yellow mustard, a tradition here at the villa, and then I took Dr. Stone to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And, y'all, his flight was delayed. He finally left, and y'all, they were diverted. They were diverted to Arkansas for fuel because there was storms in Dallas. Big Fatty, was it Joe in Dallas or Joe Zubia? I don't know, but it's the Joe storms. And so anyway, y'all, he didn't get home until after 11 p.m. in the evening specific time. So he had a 12-hour travel day. And y'all, I was wiped out on Saturday night, and y'all, I went to bed early, and y'all, I feel like I need to go to bed right now, too. But, anyway, y'all, got up on Sunday, and y'all, I was still dragging a little bit on Sunday, and so I waited to do my nipple walk until midday, and y'all, there was a nice breeze blowing. It was still hot, but it was a nice breeze blowing, and that was that, and I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! I was told I was going to be getting a package from Mr. Cackle, and y'all, it has come in, and we're just going to open it now. Y'all, I've kind of untaped it a little bit. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Oh, y'all, Mr. Cackle. Oh, Big Fatty, there's some sort of... Oh, y'all, he has sent me some more of those maple and bacon sesame sticks. And y'all, he's sent me a naughty monkey, it looks like. It's it's a wacky monkey. And I'm not sure how the wacky... Oh, here we go. Okay. Big Fatty, if it misbehaves, perhaps you should spank it. Well, perhaps I should. Y'all, y'all, there's a note in here also from Mr. Cackle. It says, "It's so sad to see you go downtown right before our very eyes. Happy belated birthday." And y'all, he's put his pink starfish up and made an impression on the on the paper, and it's signed Mr. Cackle. Big Fatty, y'all, I'll put a picture of all this at noon today, so you can see what it all is. Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I'm just going to say, the maple bacon sesame sticks, lovely, just lovely. Y'all are just going to, just going to close it out here, for today. Well, first of all, the big news from the Cruise of a Lifetime, never again, y'all, I only gained 4 pounds. Now the Nip revealed today that, he had gained 10 pounds. Be ready. And, I don't know how much, Granny, I think Granny has to go down to the docks to weigh, but I don't know, that for sure, but, or maybe to a, meat processing plant. Be ready. Maybe the old gal could probably give it, never mind, you're gonna get in trouble. No, he didn't listen. Anyway, so I was very pleased about that, and y'all were working on taking the tonnage right back off, because y'all don't have time for any of that. So anyway, let's just see. I'm not going to open these and sample them, because Steve the Tater does not like that, and we don't want to upset a tater. Oh, dear Gassy, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, if you are laboring today, thank you for your service. If you have the day off, enjoy it. Go out there and put your hot dog on the old fire pit. And y'all, Big Fatty found some boneless barbecue ribs that I'm gonna put on the grill. My neighbor, my sweet neighbor, y'all, he cut my grass this afternoon. Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of sweet neighbors, old gal, anything you want to say?
Morbidly obese. Actually, super morbidly obese.
Oh, well, isn't that just were you talking about the Nip or Granny or I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.